Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Revenue Podcast. My name is Tara French. I want to thank you for joining us today. Of course, on the podcast here, we are delving into all things revenue, the technology, the emerging market trends. We're going to have some interesting industry takes. And if you stick with us long enough, I guarantee we will have the occasional off-the-wall conversation. We're so thrilled that you've joined us today. And we are here with Dennis Wall. Dennis is the CEO of Billing Platform, and we're excited to talk to him today to get his perspectives about what to expect as we look ahead in terms of revenue for 2023, how things are changing in terms of the technology, and maybe a few things to be on the lookout for as far as your business plan. So Dennis, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Thanks, Kara. Happy to be here and happy to be a part of the inaugural podcast.
It's a great way to kick things off. It's a good time to do it too, I think, right? Because 2022 is wrapping up, 2023 just getting started. So, you know, kind of just to kick things off, I wanted to get your perspectives about some of the trends. I know we all want that crystal ball looking into 2023 to have the perfect roadmap for ourselves. But what are you seeing in terms of revenue for the enterprise B2B market coming up this year?
Kara, as you might imagine, being the CEO of Billing Platform, my thoughts turn very much to, revenue lifecycle management processes. When I think about it in that context, I see enterprises continuing, especially given some of the economic uncertainty, continuing to look for new ways to drive value to their customers. And in many respects, that's going to be automation of processes so that the customer journey and the customer experience can be more seamless. But also, anticipating the experimentation with new types of billing and revenue relationships, like continuing to adopt usage-based or consumption-based models, continuing to adopt subscription-based models, and really trying to explore how we can leverage these types of business models to drive more value to the customer and potentially drive more revenue from the customer.
I think that, when we talk about billing models and just sort of the different types of things, I think there's been some sort of industry standards, but now that people are looking to this sort of differentiation in terms of revenue, it really is changing sort of, I think, the way that people think about revenue and just where revenue can come from these different models that they have.
Not that this is anything new, but, the world is turning to more of that service-based type of relationship versus a product-based type of relationship. And so, with that in mind, and understanding that those types of relationships are recurring, it's not a single line transaction, right? We don't start and say, I want a widget, I bought a widget, transaction closed. Every month there is going to be usage that needs to be processed, and we'll need to then take that usage and turn that into charges and take those charges and validate them against a variety of complex rules and ultimately turn those into invoices that are being received. Well, frankly, at the end of every single transaction, sometimes on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. But I think what's unique about this evolution of the customer relationship is that the customer is engaging with you on a significantly greater frequency than on an operational basis or a financial basis than they ever have in the history of kind of a vendor customer relationship.
Yeah, it sort of seems like a B2C, B2B model. It's all service-based now. It really doesn't matter what your organization or business is doing.
Exactly.
Like I mentioned before, we all want that crystal ball looking into 2023. A lot of things have happened already in 2023 with economic uncertainty, layoffs, things like that. There is no one set rule. There is no one set way to prepare. But is there something that, in terms of revenue, that businesses can do to continue to increase or drive revenue, maintain, look for new ways to find revenue?
Somebody was sharing something with me the other day. They were saying, when the tides recede, we all see who has their shorts down. And
That's a great quote.
Yeah, I wish I could claim ownership of it. Actually, I do claim ownership of it. I came up with that. But there's a lot of uncertainty for sure, as you referenced, Kara. But I think that what's important is this is forcing companies to really kind of take a look at their own internal operations, take a look at how they can drive greater efficiency from their business. Revenue growth tends to mask a lot of challenges. When that line starts to flatten, I think it's important for enterprises to look at that as an opportunity to inspect their businesses and try to identify ways where they can drive greater efficiency, automate operational processes, and become sort of less dependent upon purely manual spreadsheet-based type of business management that was good when there wasn't the need to be say tightening belts. And along with that, I think there's that I talk about efficiency and cost savings in that regard. But I think coming back to my earlier point about enterprises also needing to experiment about how they can refine or redefine the customer relationship, experimenting with new business models to see if you can drive new streams of revenue to your enterprise.
It's like an investment in yourself. It's the introspection part of maybe when the revenue, like you said, you're not going up and to the right, there's just a time to sort of take a look at those internal processes and what's been happening up until this point. It's got you there, but okay, things are setting up, leveling off. What does that mean? What can we do internally and focus on that a little bit?
Yep.
What are the trends, Dennis? We were talking about being introspective and investing in yourself and investing in your business. So a lot of ways companies are going to do that, of course, is say, oh, we're going to invest in new technology. So that's always the sort of the catchphrase there, but it really involves a lot of different places and processes within your business to invest and sort of adopt that technology. Are there any sort of trends you're seeing with that's going to impact how companies operate?
Looking back over the past few decades, I would say that the majority of investments related to technology and automation were made either in the front office with customer service and sales automation tools, marketplaces, et cetera, or kind of going all the way to the other extreme with accounting and inventory management types of applications and tools. And I think that when you start to take a look at that space in between revenue lifecycle management, at least that's what we refer to that area as, it's been largely underserved. You think about traditional ERP systems, they were purpose-built for static, straight-line processes. But I don't think that either of these have really accounted for the increasing complexity of the customer journey. The business models that would be built off the back of all of the data that is now being collected, in contrast to, previous decades, whether it be subscription management or an IoT company that is consuming high volumes of usage data for processing. What enterprises are ultimately left with are disjointed systems and broken and overlapping processes in that space between the front and the back office. And we just see a tremendous opportunity, and it's why we're so passionate about it, but we see a tremendous opportunity to really improve upon that customer journey and make it a truly seamless experience from customer acquisition all the way through to the general ledger.
Yeah, it seems like, data is at the core of the customer relationship, but it's kind of how, we make that data available, throughout the process, and we make it transparent. And that, ultimately that breeds customer success, I think, more than anything. It's just the transparency of that data and letting it drive you. And letting it drive the customer to different decisions and things like that.
It's a big promise that you know, many companies, certainly on the sales and service side, have made around the 360 degree view of the customer. But it's really interesting to see how quickly, once the data that starts in those systems leaves those systems, that promise kind of completely breaks down. And you know, the belief on our part and you know, our vision is that, especially when you start to talk about recurring revenue relationships, where it's not a single line and a start and a finish type of thing, but as it becomes a continuous loop, you know, that you have the right level of automation to support not only the journey of the customer, but all of the data that goes along with it.
Right. Talking about, you know, we're talking about the data, and there's all these, you referenced earlier, these different types of models for billing. I think everyone understands your basic subscription model that's pretty standard. These consumption-based models, these hybrid models, these dynamic models, obviously data is at the core of that. And companies have really had to adopt different models to sort of differentiate themselves in the market and move forward. So do you see those different types of billing models being something that becomes sort of industry standard moving forward to sort of differentiate yourself?
I think they're only going to continue to evolve, because in many respects, these different types of business models or billing models, recurring revenue relationships that you're establishing with the customer, are competitive differentiators, right? So, and what we've seen in the market are a lot of companies that sort of jumped onto the bandwagon. You know, we're trying to keep up with the Joneses that you know, kind of came up with these initial ideas and launched and experimented with them. If I had any guidance that I could give a company today, is, I guess, first and foremost, don't anticipate this kind of slowing down or stopping. Enterprises, small, medium business enterprises, they realize that there are different ways to unlock value from a customer, and that's not going to stop. I guess I would advise an enterprise or an SMB to make sure that the systems that you are deploying to automate the processes within your organization can support what you're selling today and into the future. If your systems will allow for it, take the opportunity to experiment with multiple models. One size doesn't necessarily fit all. How an enterprise derives value from your product or your service, or how an SMB derives value from your product or service, can vary greatly. As you start to invest into this revenue lifecycle management space, look to systems that will give you the flexibility and the agility that will be required as this ecosystem continues to evolve and expand.
Yeah, there's no real one size fits all, as you mentioned, approach. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, listen to this podcast, do it this way. The ability to evolve and pivot, and we've seen that, gosh, over the past 2 years, it's been a huge thing for businesses that they're going to need to have that ability. Even within their own systems, sometimes that can be a challenge, I think, with looking at legacy systems versus new systems and sort of how those two interact, getting the data from them and making sure you have the right kinds of tools at your disposal to sort of advance and grow your business.
Agreed. There is so much opportunity, you know, both from, we're looking at companies with, you know, obviously no names to be shared, but it's amazing to think that you would have a $500 million enterprise that is managing all of their billing processes through Excel spreadsheets.
That's, you know, there's crazy.
I mean, there's no governance. you know, companies talk about wanting to reduce leakage. The fact is, most companies don't even know how to quantify the leakage.
Right.
And, you know, and again, on the flip side of that is, it's amazing what some companies have done creatively to develop models that, you know, can provide, that help the customer to really connect value to price by instituting these new types of business models.
Perfect. We've spent time talking throughout this podcast. You mentioned data on several fronts, but one of the things when I think of data, there's nothing comes, it's more important than the security aspect of that data, protecting it, making sure it's secure. So on the compliance front, as companies are looking to, invest in themselves, looking to maybe look at these new billing models moving ahead, what are some things that they need to be on the lookout for in terms of compliance and security?
I'm certainly not going to be breaking any new ground here, at least on the security front. I mean, it is a topic that is at the top of, every enterprise's list when it comes to technology and automation and cloud. And it's near and dear to our hearts. Everything that we do, especially since we deal with many large enterprises, whether they be in financial services or technology or media or communications or manufacturing, every one of these companies is looking at all of these systems with a very critical eye and with extraordinary scrutiny to ensure that their financial data is going to stay secure. I can't emphasize enough, the importance if you're a vendor, to be thinking about your security strategy. On the prospect or the customer side, you shouldn't make any compromises right. When you are evaluating vendors, because it's just too important. Flipping over to compliance, I would say I'll get a little bit, more kind of billing platform oriented on this one, but many of these new and evolving business models that, leverage subscriptions and usage and variations of those, automated revenue recognition is becoming a must-have for our customers to eliminate risk from ASC and IFRS perspective. So if you haven't automated RevRec, especially if you're, a large commercial or enterprise business, I would highly recommend thinking about it, because it can be extraordinarily labor intensive and error prone when not automated. And revenue recognition and billing, really are kind of it's so interrelated that having kind of a native common platform that supports both of those things can make a world of difference. So probably a little self-serving in that comment, but whether it's billing platform or some other company, I still think that or some other provider, I still think it's a critical thing to be investing into and focusing on as it relates to the office of the CFO.
Right. And no matter if it's the vendor or the customer, this is only going to continue to evolve the security front as things change. It's just something year over year that has to be a constant consideration and focus.
It does. And that, again, comes back to that systems conversation around, think about your investments into technology, not for the next 12 months, but for the foreseeable future. It's challenging to say that anything is going to be 100% future proof, but I would hedge on making too many sacrifices right out of the gate, because those are only going to compound over time.
Exactly. Dennis, I want to thank you so much. We've covered just a wide variety of topics here, and we're thrilled to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Kara. I'm happy to be a part of it. And, I look forward to listening to future episodes and hearing from, industry leaders, technology leaders, business operations, IT leaders within enterprises that hopefully you will have some amazing stories to share with us.
Yeah, that's a great point. Dennis, we're just getting started here with the Revenue Podcast. We've got a lot of exciting speakers lined up. Want to make sure that we want to connect with you. You can always visit our billing platform social media pages or our business website at www.billingplatform.com. Make sure you click on the link to subscribe. So as Dennis mentioned, you don't miss out on a single podcast episode that we have coming up. We're going to be back next month with new topics, new insights, and of course, a new perspective on all things revenue. Thank you so much for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us today. Cheers.
Thanks, Kara.